Hello, Michael. Thank you for inviting me
Hello.
here to your home to record your wonderful story about your sister.
Now we're talking about the war years and my sister joined the WAFs and she became a sergeant in the canteen, but she was also somebody with a very, very pretty good voice and she used to sing a lot. And the three girls behind her formed the Andrews Sisters, or the equivalent, while I was all working in the canteen. Part of Dolly's job as a sergeant, the CO would give her the messages that there would be five breakfasts in the morning, and they had, her job was to get the five breakfasts, put them outside on the shelf leading to where they all sit and eat their breakfast, close the shutters, and they had to vacate the canteen until they got the message, a whistle blown from the CO, and they went back into the canteen, opened up the shutters, and there was five empty plates. Of a night time, they would get the same message, do the same procedure, and when they lifted up the shutters, they would see how many plates was left, and sometimes there was more less than what was left, so you can only assume it was a very important job. One day, Daff was with the girls, was singing in the canteen, and an officer came in and said, "Sergeant Foster, I'd like you to meet this man." And he was starting up the Squadron Airs RAF band, and he asked Dolly if she would sing. What the story goes that she was singing in the aerodrome that she was at. Then her boyfriend was a rear gunner on the aeroplanes that done the Berlin attack and bombing, and they wanted to get married. And he saw his CO and Dolly saw her CO for permission. They was given permission and a week off because apparently the Americans was taking over bombing Berlin to give the British boys a bit of a rest. So in that week, she first went to the person that started up the Squadron Airs and told him that she wanted to get married, and he said, "You can't do that, we're going on a tour." And she said, "I'm sorry, I've only got a week and I must get married." Anyway, she got married, and the honeymoon, she said, "I must see Mum," and she come down with Jack to introduce him, basically, and they was married. They heard that the Squadron Air Band was in the Army and Navy Club at Trafalgar Square, and both of them went. When they got there, Dolly walked up to the stage, and during the after the music or one tune, she said hello to them, and they just completely ignored her. All of a sudden, apparently, there was one hell of a lot of noise of forces, RAF men singing, "We want Dolly, we want Dolly, Dolly Foster, sing a song." And Dolly said to them, "Thank you." And then Jack and Dolly come back to Leytonstone. Having the week off, she and Jack done some touring and so forth in London. And then a fortnight later, she was getting discharged from the RAF because the war had finished. She was told by her CO, "There's a jeep waiting outside. Would you get in the jeep and go to the hangar on the American base because they've got a band, an RAF band there that need a singer just to get the acoustics where they're holding the actual show for the American forces." So she got in the jeep and there was an American driver and he said, "How many times you've been singing?" She told him and he said, "Well, all the best of luck. This man's a bit of a well-knownie. they got to the hangar and he said, "Best of luck, Sarge." Dolly walked in and there was a man waiting and he said, "Would you get on the stage and tell the band leader exactly what you would like to sing?" So she said, "Oh, I'll sing whatever he plays." Got up on the stage and said, "I've been told to tell you what song I need to sing." And when he turned round, it was Glenn Miller. And he just looked at her and said, "You're the singer that's going to do the acoustics for me." And she said, "Yes. So you better be in tune."
So you better be good.
She sung whatever it was he asked her to sing. And at the end of the song, every member of the band stood up and clapped their instruments. Anyway, he thanked her. He helped her down the stage. And on the way down, he said to her, "I really wish you was an American so you could be on my band and do all the tours with me." And he said, "And I wish you all the luck with your singing career." And she said, "I will not be singing, Mr. Miller, only to my children, if I have any, or to the Wireless, because I'm married now, and that's what comes first."
She didn't take singing up as a career?
No.
What a shame.
It was a shame. And this is a story that I can only tell because when Dolly got demobbed and came home, I, as a seven-year-old in school, asked the teacher, "Could I go to the toilet, please?" And she said yes. And I ran all the way down the road to my home just to see Dolly. And she was singing in the scullery. And I ran past her and locked myself in the toilet in case she took me back to school.
Michael, that's an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.